Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy that have made it possible for us to be here. Even as your word says, those whom you gather, two or three, you'll be in their midst. Father God, we believe you've gathered us here for a purpose, Lord, determined by you, even from before the foundation of the world. Now we are here, Lord, just to accept that which you have given us, Lord, that which you have prepared for us, that which you have determined for us, Father, that we may be blessed of you, Father God, as we follow, and Father God, are nourished in the presence of your spirit and your being. We commit this service in your hands, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We may be seated. We want to thank the Lord this morning for the grace that he has bestowed upon us to make it possible that we gather here as children of God. Amen. We want bring you greetings from our church back home in Zimbabwe. We had a wonderful time during the convention we had in Zimbabwe. And we appreciate very much your input in our convention. The preachers, the brothers, the sisters who came to be with us, they were quite a blessing to us. And we are happy that we have friends who stand with us and help us as we want to grow in this grace. Amen. Your prayers were not in vain. We were really blessed. And we thank God that we have come over here again just to continue that fellowship and that which God has brought us to. That we may come to that perfection. As the Lord said, it has to be Christ in us and we in Christ, so that it will be a complete set now. Amen.
Amen.
So we just want to share something that is not new, something that we have gone through, something that we know, and you know, we just want as the brother was saying, a revival. Amen.
Amen.
So a revival is not bringing in something new. It's just to revive that which is already there. Amen.
Amen.
So we are looking forward to the Lord to help us as we share the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
If we can maybe stand to our feet as we read from the word.
We
want to read from the book of John. We'll read John chapter 4. We'll read verse 23 up to verse 24.
22 to 24.
Ye worship ye, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Imwe mupepecho tamo aishiba, ipwe tupepecho tu aishiba, pan tuipusukilo, vya ishira muwa yuda, lelo nshita ireisa, nomba eko ili. Idio baka pepa vene vene, baka pepa tata, mupashi, na muchine, pantu tata, mupashi, na muchine, pantu, na tata, afuaya, ava musangoyu. Babe, ava kumupepa.
May the Lord bless the reading of His word. We may be seated. We just want to share this little thought. The true worshippers. We know the world is full of worshippers. If you can look at the state of the people in the world, somehow they are connected to worship. In whichever way they want to worship. We have the Muslims, we have the Buddhas, we have the Hindus, we have the Christians, we have all these worshipping groups. They all want to worship. And they believe they are worshipping the eternal God. Amen. Now, in the Christian communities, they also worship, and they say they are worshipping the God of heaven. He who sent Jesus Christ to redeem the people from their sins. That is the Christian faith, so to say. They believe that Jesus came to save us. But we are all acquainted with this, that even Paul said, if somebody preaches some other Jesus, don't receive that, or another gospel. So there is a way. There's this possibility that people can worship Jesus,
yes,
but that is not the true Jesus. People may be following a gospel, but that is not the true gospel. But God desires people to worship Him. So we just want to look on that aspect, that it is the true worshippers that come to worship God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, true worshippers are not the people who heard the truth or who just know the truth. The Lord Jesus Christ said,
yes, Christ has said,
he who has an ear, let him hear. He said that after he had spoken or given a statement. And everybody hears. But then he says, those who have ears, let them hear. Which means people can hear, but there is a special people with a special hearing whom the Lord says they have ears. Because Isaiah prophesied and said they hear, but they don't understand. They see, but they don't perceive. So you can see, but don't without seeing. You can hear without hearing. So when it comes to the truth, it is not just people who heard the truth, but the people who are of truth. Amen. Not just knowing the truth, but they themselves are truth. Amen.
Amen.
So it takes truth to receive truth. Amen.
Amen.
No, now, there is this, in the same book of John, if we can look in chapter 18,
chapter 18.
There's this verse
37.
Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I'm a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate then said unto him, what is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and said unto them, I find in him no fault at all.
Echo Pilato ati rekuri wene, kanishi uli mfumu, Yesu asdari asuike ati, muaso sa nimwe ukuti inendi mfumu. Parichi, echo na fiarirwe, kamidi parichi, echo na ishire panoisonde, pakuti, nke se shimike echine, ichine ubunte, onse uli uwa buchine, omfueshi uli andi. Pilato ati kuri wene, ichine chinshi kabiri pakusosechi, afumine kabiri nakuba yuda, nokutira kuri wene, ine nshi sangiremo mulandu kuri wene nakalia.
Amen.
Amen.
Now Jesus was asked this question, are you a king?
Yes, but mshori mpumu.
In the sense, you have said it, that's why I was born.
So
when Jesus came, here he says he did not come to make people true. He came to witness. Now, when you are witnessing, you are not yourself creating a story. If you are called in a court of law to be a witness, you are asked, what happened? You don't have to tell your mind. You don't have to tell your intelligence. All you do is to tell
Kulanda
what you saw,
if you are mwene,
or what you heard,
if you are nangule, if
you then mwene, you are a witness.
Elio wala vente.
So Jesus here says,
apa Yesu aletira,
he has come to witness
aisa
the truth.
Wachine.
And they who are of truth
navo abali abachine
will hear him.
Bakomfwa.
Amen. You get it?
Amen.
Those who are not of truth, though they hear the truth, they cannot hear it. Because Isaiah has already said, with their ears they will hear, but they will not perceive. Why? Because Isaiah said, those who are children of God, they are taught of God. There's no preacher that can teach them to know God, but God himself will teach them. And when the minister comes to preach to them what God has taught them, what happens is the preacher will just bring into light, or he'll bring to remembrance that which is already in you. Nothing new. That's why Jesus came. Amen.
Amen.
He did not come to, you know, change the devils to be Christians. He doesn't do that. Because there are even evil spirits that proclaimed and said, you are the Son of the Most High God. Jesus never said. Amen. Because those devils were not saying that from truth. They were just saying what they heard. Can you see that?
Amen.
So you cannot get the truth from the devils. So when Jesus said, I came to witness the truth, and those of truth will hear me, then Pilate asked the question, what is truth? As we can even say this morning, really, what is truth? Pilate was not just an ordinary man. He was somebody who was a judge, who was an administrator, who was a leader, who represented the emperor from Rome. So when he was sent to this office in Judea, he was not somebody who was just going to guess things about. If somebody speaks to him, maybe in a court of law, he was supposed to discern, this one is saying the truth, this one is saying his lies, and then he would make his judgment. But such a man who is equipped with that knowledge, he's asking, what is truth? Which means truth is not just something that is, you know, common. It's not something that can be acquired by education. There is something that is truth. The prophet said, truth is not the opposite of lie, but it is the realization, it is the manifestation, it is that which can bring into being the reality of something maybe that you heard, or something that you saw. Can you see that?
Amen.
You know, I can come to you, and then you see me. I've got two eyes and one mouth. If somebody asked you, do you know Veremu? Yes, I know him. He's dark in complexion. He's bold. He's a man. Can you see that?
Amen.
But is that the truth of me? You have got to stay with me. And then you will know who I am. I have to talk with you. Sit with you. Can you see that?
Amen.
And then you say, oh, now I know him. That's why in this world, he is a young man. He wants to get married. And then, of course, he plans that. He has got an objective. I want to marry. Somebody will be with me for my life. I want to marry a good girl. Somebody who can satisfy my heart there. And then he looks around. He finds a young girl, beautiful, exactly to his desire. He looks at the age. She's maybe a year or two younger. Yeah, this is the good one. Looks at the face. Maybe very light in complexion, or maybe dark in complexion. This is exactly what I want. He maybe asked the rest, the tribe, are you from the east or the west? And he comes from the north. Exactly. This is what I want. And then he makes his proposal. The girl agrees. They go to the parents. The parents agree. They go to the pastor. The pastor agrees. And then they start the procedures. They are married. They go to their home. 2 years down the line, one is shaking his head. this is not it. How can it be it? How can it not be? This is exactly what he wanted. So he saw a girl and thought knew the girl. But when they stay together now, that's when he knows what is married.
If you are
he says, no, this is not the type I want. Can you see?
Amen.
So knowing somebody or knowing a thing is not just by coming in contact there and then.
Amen.
Amen. So this is maybe how we can look at it. But the prophet said, the truth is the true realization of something that you have negatively come in contact. As you can see a picture, that picture, who is this? You can say this is Verem. But actually that is not Verem. That's the image of Verem. But when you see me now, I am the truth of this negative. Can you see that?
Amen.
And the reality of the picture. Amen. So when Jesus says, those who are of truth will worship God because God is spirit and also God is truth. When Nicodemus came to the Lord Jesus, that is in chapter 3 of the same book of John, he wanted a discussion about this eternal life. And Jesus told him, you must be born again. There's something about birth. You know, in our family, we are seven in all. And I am the fifth one.
Number five.
Is that right?
Amen.
When the firstborn was born in our family, my mother and my father attained the title of parents. They were parents. The second one was born. They were parents. But because they are parents, it doesn't mean I am born. I had to be born. Not because my brother was born. Not because my sister was born. It is me who was born. And that was a personal experience. Can you see that?
Amen.
I'm not the child of my father because they can have children. Naturally, they are fatal to have children. Yes, they can have children. They had my brother. They had my elder sister. But me, I had to be born. That is truth now. Can you see that?
Amen.
So the people who worship God, you know, some people, you know what? They think they are what they are because, you know, because of their pastor. Here is a pastor who is in town. You know, that's our conception, you know. People from all around, when they hear you are coming from Lusaka, It looks like you've got more God than them. Because you are coming from the big city. And because your pastor is a very good preacher, he knows the deep things of the word. Somebody from here, when he goes out there, you think he's bigger than somebody who is there. Because he's coming from a church where the pastor is a good preacher. That's not it. Can you see that?
Amen.
So, a truth is not something that you just acquire. Because you are associated with this big preacher, then you think yourself you are also big.
No.
You are big because you are big. Can you see that?
Amen.
So, Jesus said then to Nicodemus, you must have a personal experience of birth. I was born not because my brother was born, not because my sister was born. I was born because I was born. And you cannot take that away from me. I was born. That's the truth. You cannot change that. Can you see what truth is?
Amen.
It's not just something that is made to suit a situation. A truth stays truth. Irrespective of conditions. Amen.
Amen.
So, God, when he's worshipped, he's worshipped in truth. Amen.
Amen.
Truth from where? Not just because you heard it, but because you yourself, you are of truth. Amen.
Amen.
Can you see that? In the same book of John, we read where Jesus said, your fathers ate manna in the wilderness. Amen. When they ate manna, here is a father with his wife and children. And then they go and collect the manna. They come to their tent and prepare it. And then they start eating. The father or the mother can ask the little one, are you satisfied?
He
says, okay, yes, I'm satisfied. He has eaten the manna.
Now they are manna.
The father and the mother, children, they are eating the manna.
Manna.
But when Jesus came,
the Lord, yes,
he says, I am the true bread. But when they were eating,
the Lord, Valeria,
were they eating just maybe pretending to eat? Didn't they get satisfied? Effect of the manna on them made them not to be sick. And even the sweat that comes from that manna could not eat up their clothes. It was good food. And the Bible says it was angel food. Yet when Jesus came, he says, I am the true manna. Was that manna false? Didn't it satisfy them? Didn't it keep them from being sick? Didn't it keep their clothes from wearing out? Yet Jesus said, I am the true manna. Which means the manna they ate in the wilderness was pointing to the true one. And Jesus is the true manna. Amen.
Amen.
We are saying these things so that we may come to the understanding of what is a true worshipper. Amen.
Amen.
You know, we have got results.
To adquata my results.
Those who are in the Pentecostal move, those who are in a charismatic move, it doesn't mean they don't see things. They see things. Some of them were drunkards, and they are no longer drunkards. Some of them were prostitutes, but now they are good women out there. There are good results coming from there. But is that truth? That's the question. Because God, He doesn't want people who can just perform miracles. For instance, a dead man does not steal. A dead man does not lie. So is he righteous? Because he's not stealing. Because he's not lying. But when we come to religion, all we want to see is that he's a changed man. He was drinking, now he's no longer drinking. She was a prostitute, now she's. But even those who are dead, they used to drink, but they are no longer drinking. Does that make them good? There's something that is more than that. That's what Jesus is pointing to. Those who are of truth, they worship God in truth. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
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 That's why in the same book of John, in
John
chapter
7,
in verse 37, and verse
38,
you can see that the Lord said,
yes,
on the last day of the feast, He says, those who are hungry, come to me. Those who are thirst, come to me. Okay, maybe we can just read that one. Eh? That is in John chapter 7.
John chapter 7.
You can read it. Verse 37 to 38. John chapter 7.
Namushiku wakupelekesha. Ubushiku bukalamba wa muteveto Yesu ali mine abidikishe ati ngomuntu amfwe chilaka ese kuli ine anwe utetekela munda yakwe mukafume milonga ya menshi ya mweo efyo ilembo liasosa.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, here, Jesus said this on the last day of the feast.
Yes, so as you said,
not on the first day, but on the last day, which means these people had been feasting and drinking. Is that right?
Amen.
Then he said to them, he who is hungry, and he who is thirsty, let him come to me. But these people have been drinking and eating. But he's inviting them to drink and eat again. Which means what they were eating and drinking is not the true food and drink. He's inviting them to the true water that will become rivers of water. Amen.
Amen.
In chapter 8 of the same book of John, he told the disciples, the people who had believed in him, he says, if you believe in me and stay in my word, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Amen.
Amen.
If you stay in my word, that means if you stay in the word, you'll get the truth of the word, and it is the truth of the word, not the word, but the truth of the word. Because you can hear the word without hearing the truth of that word. He says, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'll raise it up. And the people went and said, he's saying he can destroy this temple and build it in 3 days. Is that possible? That's what they heard. Didn't he say that? Destroy the temple. I'll raise it in 3 days. Is that right? But the Bible says in John chapter 2, he says, when he was crucified and he raised up, and the disciples received the Holy Ghost, that's when the disciples understood that he spoke of the temple of his body. So you can hear the truth, but not get the revelation of that truth. And there's one thing that can receive truth. It is truth. Without truth, you can't receive the truth. Amen.
Amen.
You get it.
Amen.
Brother Andrew was teaching us in Chitungwiza there. He said, when you are eating food, he said, our bodies are made of potash. Excuse me, you know it better. But it's just for this illustration. I may say it. Okay, our bodies are made of potash. No, potash. Just say potash.
Potassium.
You see now. And our bodies are made of water. Is that right?
Amen.
Okay. Now, why do we drink water? Because our bodies are water. You see, why do we eat bananas? Because our body is made of what? You said what?
Potassium.
Potassium. Okay. Potassium. Is that right? That's why I can eat a banana. And that banana will come into me. When you look at the banana and look at me, do you think I look like a banana? We are very different. Yet the truth is, what the banana is, is what I am. Can you see that?
Amen.
But if you try to look at something that looks like me, you know, I've got a grandson, you know, who looks like me. If you cook that grandson of mine and make me eat, I'll die. Can you see?
Amen.
But if I eat a banana, that doesn't even look like me. We'll be good buddies, you know. Can you see that?
Amen.
So I cannot receive something that is not me.
Amen.
So for you to receive the truth, you must be of truth. Amen.
Amen.
And the Lord Jesus Christ, he says, I've come to witness that they are true people on this earth.
Amen.
Amen. In the same book of John, if you go to chapter 12, it was again at a feast. And there were Greeks who came to the feast. And they came to the disciples. They said, "We want to see Jesus." Amen.
Amen.
Then the disciples said,
"Okay,
let's go." Then they took these Greeks to Jesus.
He
says, "What is your matter?" They say, "We want to see Jesus." And Jesus, now if you come here and you have heard about me, that I'm coming from Zimbabwe, and you ask a brother who knows me, say, "Brother Mwanza, I want to see this guy, James Verem from Chitungwiza. He'll take you to me and say, 'Oh, this is Brother James from Chitungwiza.'" Then I'll say, "Yes, this is me. God bless you. Yes, you've seen me." That was your purpose of asking him. But when these Greeks came, they still want to see Jesus. They brought them to Jesus. What did Jesus say? He didn't say, "Yes, yes, I'm Jesus of Nazareth. Yes, I was born in Bethlehem." After a proclamation of the angel, "I am him." He didn't say that. Rather,
then,
okay, let's just read that. You see what he said. In the same book of John, in chapter
12.
In chapter 12. In verse 22, it says, "Philip cometh and telleth Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip tell Jesus. And Jesus answered them, saying, 'The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto eternal life. If a man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now my soul is troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this hour came I into this hour. Father, glorify thy name.' Then came a voice from heaven saying, 'I have glorified it and will glorify it again.'"
Philip, Isa, Eva, Andrea, Isa, na Philip, Vaeva, Yesu, na Yesu, Adi, Vasuike, Ati, Yapikenshita, Iakuti, Achinda Mikwe, Momwa, na Wamuntu, Ndemwewe, Chine, Chine, Nati, Ngoluseke, Luangano, Talulapone, na Mushidi, Nokufwa, Luika, la Lueka. Lelo, ngaluafwa, lutuale fisabo ifingi, uate mwemwe wakwe, aka ulufia. No wapata, wapato mwemwe wakwe, panwesonde, aka ulamina kumweo wamu ya yaya. Ngomuntu afwayo kuti mpyungila, ankonke, no kuba, Noko nava ine eko naka akapyungira nomba umutima wandi wasakamikwa nga ndezo shani bushe Nso senati tata ntuleni kunstaino lelo nipali ichi echo naishire kunshita kunstaino ndetila mwetata nchindamikeni ishina lieno elio kwa fumineshi wi kumulu aliti nindi chindika na kabili mkalichindika.
Thank you. Now, Jesus answered these Greeks.
Yesu asuke waba Greeki.
He said,
atire,
the hour now is come
inshitanumba na ifika
that the Son of Man be glorified.
Kutiwa mwana wa muntu enga chindikwa.
Because these Greeks has come to see Jesus.
Pantu wabana vesa kumona Yesu.
And then Jesus says, the hour has come
na Yesu atire,
for the Son of Man to be glorified.
Kutiwa mwana wa muntu enga chindikwa.
And how is he to be glorified? He says, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat dies, it will abide alone. But if it dies, then it will produce many more. Amen.
Amen.
And then he says, now my heart is troubled. What shall I say? Shall I say, Father, deliver me from this hour?
He says,
no, for this hour I came. What is he talking about? He's pointing to his death. Because he says, if I don't die, I'll abide alone. But if I die, many will come. Is that right?
Amen.
And then he says, now this is a troublous time for me. Because he was looking at the cross and what is going to suffer on the cross. He says, now
the
hour has come. And for this hour, I came to be on this earth. He had healed the sick. He had cast out demons from people. He had raised the dead. He had multiplied bread for them to eat there. He had changed water into wine. He had done all those things. But here now he's pointing to something that he really came for.
If your
it's not for the wine. It's not for the bread. It's not for healing. It's not for casting out demons. But he had come for the true purpose. Can you see that?
Amen.
Because changing water into wine,
a magician
can do that. Making a small piece of bread be large enough for many people to eat. A magician can do that. Can you see that?
Amen.
Didn't Moses throw his stick? And it became a snake. The magicians came.
And
did the same. So these miracles and things, they can be done by anybody. But Jesus, he came for a truth.
Yes,
which cannot be imitated. And he says, now the hour has come. I must face this hour. Which means he was telling these Greeks who are Gentiles, who are from the nations. They are not Israel. They are not Israel. But when they come to seek Jesus, they must be a door opened so that they can come in, so that the promise of God to Abraham, that in your seed all the nations shall be blessed. Can you see that? Amen. So the truth of the coming of Jesus Christ was to bring us in.
Amen.
And who are these we?
Number baba, if we never na
God.
We are Gentiles.
Why are we Gentiles?
It's because of our birth among the Gentiles. Can you see that?
Amen.
What makes you a Zambian?
Zambia.
Only because you're born in Zambia. The very you, if you were not born in
Zambia
and born in Tanzania,
Tanzania,
you wouldn't be Zambian.
Zambia.
You'll be Tanzanian.
Tanzania.
But it will be you. Because when you look at it, maybe your grandfather was not even Zambian. He came from Tanzania. He came from
Kenya.
Sit down with Brother Wanjala and start talking about genealogies. Maybe you'll find out you belong to him also.
So you're being
Zambian is not the truth. But you grab it.
They've
got the exam and ID card. A Zambian passport.
You
even speak a Zambian language.
But
yet in truth, you are not that. Can you see? So there are things that we do. There are things that we think we are. When really we are not that. So we are Gentiles by birth. But by truth, we are the children of God. So Jesus Christ, who is the truth, is now the door for us to enter into our true being. We don't want to be changed. No. We want to be brought into our true reality. And those are the children of God. Those are the true worshippers. Who are brought back into who they really are. It shows us these Greeks were not really Greeks. You think of Zacchaeus was a tax collector. That was his job. Because he was in that job, it corrupted him. Until he would steal money from people. He got so rich until he forgot about the poor. But when Jesus, who is the truth, came to him, if you would ask people in the locality, if you would ask people in Jericho, who is Zacchaeus? Oh, that crook. Who is Zacchaeus? That money collector. Tax collector. He's no good, that one. But one day, the truth came into his house. Amen. Without Jesus speaking anything, he just said, Zacchaeus, come down. Today I'll eat in your house. So they went to the house. Zacchaeus, without any sermon, preached. He says, Lord, whom I stole from, I'm going to restore fourfold. I'm going to take half of my wealth and give it to the poor. And what did Jesus say? Today, salvation has come to this house. Why? Because
he's
a son of Abraham. Can you see that?
Amen.
He was not made the son of Abraham because he said those words. He said those words because he was a son of Abraham. To be a son of a man, it's not just because we've come into his presence and you become his son. No. When I was in my father, my son was in me. When my father was in his father, I and my son were in him. Can you see that?
Amen.
So when I'm born here, I don't just begin here to be a child of my father. I was in him when he himself was in his great, 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 great grandfather. That's why when Jesus says he is the son of Abraham. When Abraham looked at the stars, and God says, so your children be. And Abraham believed it.
Zacchaeus
was there. When Abraham obeyed God, Zacchaeus was in Abraham. And today, the truth has come to bring into light not something that is false, but something that is true also. Amen.
Amen.
That's why, you know, when you see the truth, when you come to Christ, you are so happy. You repent. And then you cry out to the Lord. I was stealing. I was committing adultery. I was doing all these things. Then the Lord said, you didn't do that. You are of the truth. That's why you don't want now these false things. It was the devil who caused you to do these things. This is not you. You are a son of God. Now, because you are a son of God, then you speak out and say, these things I don't want them. Amen.
Amen.
Can you see that? Then the righteousness of God is put in his place in you. You know what Jacob did when he wanted the blessing? You know, God does things, you know, in a very wonderful way. Isaac had become blind. He could not see. But he said to Esau, bring me the meat that I want and I will bless you. Rebecca had that and told Jacob, you go and get the blessing yourself. Jacob says, I'm fair skinned. My brother has got fair on his hands. On his chest and on his, he's got hairs all over. If the father says, let me touch you and touch my fair hand, you will know I'm a deceiver and will give me a curse. Then the mother said, okay, you can put on the skin of the goat. And then they took the clothes of Esau and put them on Jacob. And Jacob went to his father. He says, I have come. As much as he tried to speak like Esau, he couldn't. He spoke in his voice, I am Esau. Then the father doubted. Are you really Esau?
Huh.
Okay, come near. He touched him. The body is Esau. He smelled him. The smell is Esau. Tell me again, who are you? I'm thy firstborn. He did not say, now I'm Esau. I'm your firstborn. He smelled like Esau. His body was like Esau. Then Isaac said, truly the body is Esau. This male is Esau. And when he blessed him, he did not bless him by name. He blessed him by the title of firstborn. Can you see that?
Amen.
Then he said,
"The
body is Esau. The smell is Esau. But the voice is Jacob." He never made a mistake about that. Then he ignored the voice. He was concerned with the clothing and the skin. Amen.
Amen.
And then he blessed him. That's the same way we come to God. When you speak, he will hear your voice. Sure, the voice is a sinner. You speak, this voice is adulterous. It's an adulterous voice. Yet, when I touch him, he is Esau.
Yes, sir.
Why?
Change.
Galatians chapter 3, verse 26.
Galatians chapter 3, verse 26.
Those who are baptized in Christ
have
put on Christ.
Amen.
In Isaiah says, you put on the garment of righteousness. So when God comes to you, you feel you. You feel the righteousness of Christ. Because you are covered by that righteousness. Never mind the voice. Amen. Because if you want to go back again in time, we will find out that this
Jacob,
before he was born, he was fighting for the birthright. Is that right?
Amen.
And when he was born, Esau defeated him there. But it doesn't mean that Esau is the firstborn. Esau never cared about the birthright.
Yes.
While he was still in Rebecca. It was Jacob. Why? Because he is the true firstborn. But nature,
the law,
you see, before the baby is born, there must be those convulsions there, so that the children can be born. So as they were going through that, Esau came first. But Jacob said, though you have gone first, I was supposed to be first. So he came out holding Esau's heel. You have beat me here, but really it's not you. That's what the scripture says. Jacob fought with God and with men and overcame. Amen.
Amen.
So, this is the truth about you. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, your voice is Jacob. You are doing this and doing that and doing that which is wrong. But really, you are Esau. You are the firstborn. And you have a right to the blessing. You are the true child of
Abraham.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
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 Because Abraham, for him to be righteous, he was given the word of God, he was shown the stars, and Abraham believed. When he believed, God never said, I'm going to fulfill it because you have believed. But the scripture says, Abraham believed.
And it was imputed to him for righteousness. His faith made him to be righteous. Not the righteousness of man, but the righteousness of God. And Jeremiah says, God is our righteousness. Amen.
Amen.
And even in the book of Corinthians, Paul says, Christ Jesus was made our redemption. He was made our righteousness. So our righteousness is not because we don't drink. It's not because we don't steal. Our righteousness is the righteousness of Christ himself. Christ is righteous. Not because he did not commit adultery, but that is who he is. It is not by his action, but by his being. So those who worship God must worship him, not by preaching the truth, not by speaking the truth, but by being true. They themselves are the truth. The devil can speak good, but he's not good. He can speak truth, but he's not truth. Even if he speaks something that is true, it will never help. Because it's coming from someone who is not truth. That's why in the ministry, it says you ministers must live the right kind of life. There's no minister who can stand before the congregation and say, okay, you can go and steal. Go and commit adultery. Go and lie. Preachers don't do that. They preach what is called truth. Repent. Live good. Do good. Yet themselves, they are living in sin. It is not good for the people. What will the people get? They will get not what they are speaking, but what they are.
If your Baba.
And then you find there's a lot of mix up in the congregation. Because preachers are not true. But this morning, we just want to thank God that those who worship God, they must worship him in truth. You don't become true. You were always true. But when you come into the vicinity, or if you come into the light of who you are, if you come into the light of who you are, then you are that light now. Amen.
Amen.
If you put water here in a tub and you bring a duck which has never seen water before, which has never been in water before, you put it there, quickly it will run into the water and start swimming there. Why? It is a duck by creation. It was not in water, not because it doesn't like the water, but there was no water. If you bring the water, it will go into the water. That's who you are. You are a child of God. You are of the truth. And when you hear the truth, you love it. You understand it. You like it. Because that's who you are. Blessed be the name of the Lord. My body, I could not have eaten a banana all my life. But if you give me the banana, this body will never say, okay, take me to training first. So that I can know how to digest this banana. No. Already in me,
there is that chemistry that can change that banana into wine. Because in the first place, I am banana. Amen. If I take this water, automatically the body will accept it. Amen.
Amen.
A baby is in his mother's womb for 9 months. Eating from the mother. Breathing from the mother. Drinking from the mother. When it is born, you give it porridge. It will consume it. It never says, oh, no. We're not eating this. I tell you, for 9 months, I never ate this, but I was growing.
9 months,
it will take it. You give it water, it will take it. Why? That's what it is. You are children of God, not by association, but by the truth of God. We want to thank God that He never made us Christians. He never made us children of God. Amen. But He has brought us into that which we were in Him, so that we can deny all the things of the world. For my Bible says, by faith, Moses left the house of Egypt. Was that by some lecture? No. Paul says he saw the unseen. He saw Christ. And when his eyes caught the sight of Christ, because he was born a deliverer, and he saw Christ, the same eyes, he looked at
Egypt,
and he says, oh, this is false. He left what was what he called good for the past 40 years. He says, this is sin. He left it, and he went to that which is true. Brothers and sisters, we are children of God. Amen. Because the light is shone on us, and we worship Him in truth, because we are the product of truth. May God bless you.